KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, had a great conversation earlier with Hope Christian School. And a reminder, if you missed the website when we were talking, it's hcsnm.org. And if you know someone who is considering making a change, how their kids are getting educated, you can share that information with them, hcsnm.org. Welcoming into studio, Connie McLaurin's here. Excuse me, Connie. Connie is with Feed New Mexico Kids. Actually, before we go on, I want to thank Tracy at Feed New Mexico Kids, Tracy Rodden, for all the hard work that she puts in to what's going on there. And by now, I'm going to guess most of our audience is very familiar with Feed New Mexico Kids, Connie. But first of all, welcome into studio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
our first guest said, oh, you're in the hot seat now.
Oh.
and now, you know what? I'm hoping you could give a little testimony, you know, as far as coming in here, because it's just hanging out and talking, right?
It's just hanging out.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So we can have your organization on. Maybe you have an organization you think would be appropriate for our audience. Email us, studio@klyt.fm. Let's see if we can't have your group featured during a segment of ABQ Connect. But Connie, for those unfamiliar with Feed New Mexico Kids, which by the way, I'll give the website, feednmkids.com. Give them, you know, kind of the elevator pitch on exactly what is it that Feed New Mexico Kids does?
Absolutely. Well, to give you a little bit of background, Holly Slade, our founder, was researching issues in New Mexico and discovered in around 2017 that food insecurity, childhood food insecurity specifically, is one of the baseline problems in New Mexico that a lot of other issues feed off of.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but food insecurity is not knowing where your next meal's coming from.
Absolutely. For us, if we're hungry, we can go to the fridge or we can go eat out somewhere or grab a quick bite at McDonald's. But for these kids that are food insecure, they don't know where their next meal is coming from and they don't know when they're going to get their next meal.
Yeah. Now, many of these kids, most of these kids that you're probably getting Feed New Mexico packs to are probably taking advantage of the Title I privileges available to them Monday through Friday.
Yes, sir.
And for those unfamiliar with that, you could probably better explain that than I can.
Title I food insecurity is when kids come to school, they get breakfast, maybe breakfast, and they definitely get lunch during the week. But for our kids that get lunch during the week, they're not at school on Sunday and Saturday. So they have no food that's provided to them, or they may have trouble getting food on the weekends. And that's what our snack packs are for. Our snack pack is a gallon Ziploc bag with 12 to 13 items that are high in protein, as high as we can get it, and a lot of belly fillers like crackers, granola bars, stuff like that, that the kids can eat over the weekend to make it last until Monday.
And stuff they don't need to prepare, something they can take out of the bag, open up, and eat.
Yeah, and that's something that we really work hard on, is we make sure that each item in the snack pack is something a five-year-old can open and eat by themselves.
So let's talk to the listener. First of all, if you're a listener, maybe you have your child is food insecure. And let's assume that they're attending a local school. Okay. If they're doing so, how do they go about making sure, or trying to see if they can take advantage of Feed New Mexico Kids, what they offer?
Well, Feed New Mexico Kids currently serves Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and parts of Las Lunas. And what we've seen is if a parent or a school counselor reaches out to us and says, these kids at this school, they need food over the weekends. My kid needs food. They can reach out to us either by our website, which is feednmkids.com, or they can reach out to us by phone at 505-252-4341. Or they can even email us at feednmkids@gmail.com. And we will do our best to make sure that that school gets on our list, and either a church partner or Feed New Mexico Kids, Inc. will pick up that school and start serving that school.
Okay, so now let's talk to the person who maybe has means to help it make it a little easier for Feed New Mexico kids to prepare these snack packs. They don't just fall out of the sky.
No, they do not.
You guys do your fair share of shopping.
Yes, we do. There's a couple different ways that you guys can help. Number one is donations. We love donations. There's a drop-off site here for food at Calvary Albuquerque. You can drop off one of the items. We have a list of those items on our website.
Is there on the website also a list of drop-off spots?
Yes.
Those are citywide, are they not?
We have a couple citywide. We usually say if you have a drop-off and you can't seem to get to any of those locations, you can call us or email us and we'll do our best to help you find a drop-off location as well.
Okay. And you mentioned people drop off food.
Yes.
On the website, you said at Feed NM Kids, there's a list of items that would be acceptable. Cause,
yes. You know, can't pack a 5-pound bag of rice and a gallon of black.
And not that anyone would go out and go to the meat department and get a T-bone.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure that you're bringing something to Feed New Mexico Kids or the drop-offs that can be used. It's strategic.
Yes, our items are very specific. Another way that you can help out is donating through our website, and that's giving money because, well, like you said, they don't fall out of the sky. And yeah, we do a lot of our own shopping for these items. We shop at Sam's Club, which is the cheapest place to get these items. And then we pack around 1,200 snack packs weekly out of our Feed New Mexico Kids warehouse. That's not including our church partners.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about that.
Yes.
someone who is listening and like, church partners?
Mm-hmm.
I go to church.
I need more partners.
I'm active in my church. How does someone go about, are there churches that maybe just do a packing party once and they're done, and there are churches that do a packing, maybe get it on a regular schedule? How does that work?
Yes. So we have some church partners that'll come to our warehouse and they'll pack once in a blue moon.
Okay.
Just because they want to help out. And then we have some church partners that are committed to specific schools every year, and they communicate and pack those schools and deliver to those schools every week of the year. So we have 12 church partners right now, and they each cover their own schools and they communicate and deliver to those schools.
You have 12 church partners in Albuquerque?
Spreading from Santa Fe to Las Lunas. We have 12 church partners and we cover 5 school districts.
You done any research to figure out how many churches are in the Albuquerque area?
We have not, but we know there's a lot more than 12, so we're looking. If you're interested in being a church partner, absolutely contact us.
Yeah. And let me apologize for trying to be the Holy Spirit in someone's life. And, we talk about making a difference in our community, sharing the gospel, mm-hmm, and doing other things to reach out to all. And there's all kinds of great groups, mm-hmm, including Feed New Mexico Kids. If maybe your church is involved in doing one. I'm trying to walk back trying to convict people and get them to do so. That wasn't very nice. I appreciate everyone who's doing such a great work in all the other areas that they're doing. If this is something that you're being led to do and you want to get a packing party together or either at your church where you're taking responsibility for a specific school, mm-hmm, or to reach out to Feed New Mexico Kids and go down to their warehouse or you can bring your group to go do a and you know what? They're a lot of fun, Connie.
They are a lot of fun. We recently had a soccer team of 11-year-old boys, and they packed 800 snack packs in an hour and a half.
Yeah, they didn't get competitive at all, did they?
They got a little competitive between tables. And one of the kids told his mom, and she was gracious enough to let us know. He said, "Mom, I would love to do that for a birthday party. It was so much fun. I want to do that for my birthday."
What a great idea.
And so I know a lot of different people that they either collect the food items at their birthday party or they come and pack with us. And it's just a fun team building or birthday experience that they get to help someone else. But it's also a lot of fun.
Now, if someone wanted to do that, I know we've given it out already a couple of times. Wait a minute. What was that website again? What's that phone number? How do I get how do I get into or make a packing party?
Absolutely. You can always contact us at our Feed New Mexico Kids phone line, which is 505-252-4341. And our website is feednmkids.com.
Okay, now we talked about raising money for Feed New Mexico Kids, and you can do that on the website we just gave out. There's also there's businesses that partner with Feed New Mexico Kids, and actually there's probably more than one. Do you have any off the top of your head that just, you know, because we're non-commercial, we can name the sponsors. Past that, we want to be careful not to do any calls to action or anything like that. Who are some of the sponsors of Feed New Mexico Kids?
Currently, we have a couple different sponsors. I know Hope Christian School has partnered with us in the past, as well as the Flower Company. And we're also currently partnering with Kendra Scott Uptown, which is a jeweler.
Okay. And if you want to find out how these businesses are partnering with Feed New Mexico Kids, and actually how you can be a part of the fundraising activities that they do, you just go to the Feed New Mexico Kids Instagram page, which is, if you go on Instagram, it's feednmkids_official. Of course, no spaces or anything in that. It's feednmkids_official. And if you're a business owner and you're thinking, this is something I want my business to be a part of, and actually I'm going to tell you, just from what I understand about how businesses can get involved, it doesn't take much for your business to get involved, and it means a whole lot.
Yes, it does.
And Connie, how would businesses use the same contact information?
Yes, sir. We accept all and any contact that we receive from businesses at that phone number, the 505-252-4341 phone number. And if they email us or go to our website and send us an inquiry, we will respond quite quickly.
And it's okay if I put you on the spot, yes, so sir. Much that you're like, you know what? Yes, there's great testimony. Nothing comes to mind right now. And then you'll get in the car and you go, oh, I should have. is there any testimonials that come to mind that really touched your heart while working at Feed New Mexico Kids?
Yes. A couple of months ago, I was speaking to a school coordinator, or liaison, as we call them, that was really, really working to get his school on our list. Currently, we have a wait list of 300 kids right now. We currently serve 26 schools, just Feed New Mexico Kids, Inc. That's not counting our church partners. And this was one of the schools that we were able to pick up this year. And they were telling us that one of the families has two children that attend the school, and each child gets a snack pack. And they take it home and they share it with their family. The whole family uses the snack pack. And I thought that was kind of, wow, that's just amazing. And that's not exactly what our snack pack is for. We do intend it for children to use over the weekend, but a lot of the kids share it with their families or siblings that really need food as well. So our snack packs hit a small demographic of child food insecurity. But our snack packs don't just stop there. They affect the family, they affect the school, and they affect the community.
Yeah. So if you want to be a part of that, again, Connie, I'll give this again as we put a bow on this conversation. Feednmkids.com is the website. Feednmkids.com. And the phone number is 505-252-4341. You can find out about other fundraising activity at feednmkids_official. That's on the Instagram page. feednmkids_official. Connie McLaurin has been in the studio with us from Feed New Mexico Kids. And Connie, we need to do this again in a few weeks. We'd love to have you and Tracy in. Just, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely.
It's important that our listeners know that the food insecurity issue with children in New Mexico hasn't just vanished.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, and is Is the issue, to your knowledge, is it getting worse? Is it getting better?
Well, food prices are going up, Steve. Yeah. I'll leave it at that. But as food prices go up, we know that a lot of the kids we already currently serve are even in more need. There's about 100,000 kids in New Mexico that are food insecure. And we're also looking for volunteers. If you want to come with us and pack our 1,200 snack packs every week, we are open for business.
Yeah. Now, I'll admit, I've only done it one time, but it was a blast.
It's so much fun.
And
so
it was competitive.
Yes.
the people there that wanted to make it, you know, because you'll set up at different tables, different, you know, maybe a couple different lines making packs. And it's fun.
It is. And we're not just looking for people to pack. We're also looking for delivery drivers. And I'm going to give a shout out to the men. We need men with trucks.
Okay.
We have some schools that receive a lot of snack packs, and we need big vehicles to move those around.
And you know what? I didn't really think about this when I was growing up. We lived here when I was a little guy. We moved away, and we were moving back in the 80s. And I remember my mom, when we were getting close to New Mexico, she said, "I can tell we're getting near New Mexico. Look at all the trucks.
Look at all those trucks. And we need them over at Feed New Mexico Kids."
I don't think that changed since the 80s.
I don't think it has.
There's plenty of trucks that can be put to use. All right, Connie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.